Hello and welcome to another installment of Casual Tracker. This is Scott. This is going to be my reaction and thoughts to the news that Power Rangers 2017 might be getting a sequel. Now there's a whole bunch of jump roping and hoops and stuff of how that is to be, but I am excited to know if that is actually going to materialize. I've been seeing YouTubers talking about it in sort of a small capacity while reaching to the other things, and that's fine. But I'm a fan of the original Power Rangers that went for like 5 or 6 seasons, and then the original cast left and I kind of fell off of it. So when I learned that they were making a reboot of the original Power Rangers, I was like, yes. Because the Power Rangers itself in 1995 was a great movie. It was good. It was fine. Compared to the TV show, it was above that. All new footage, updated costumes, great special effects. Ivan Ooze, all those little one-liners. You know, the plot was basically on par with what you would see in the show. And we got to see that expanded. The only down part of that movie was the Zords at the end, which I was like, I remember being in the theater, but like, oh, why didn't they just use the same sort of thing they did in the TV show with people in the suits? I would rather that. The whole movie was good up until that part. It is so cringe, really cringe, to watch that Zord fight at the end. It looks like a pre-visualization, and that's my thought when I first saw it in 95. I was like, this totally feels like it wasn't done yet, like they ran out of money. That was my thoughts then. So flash forward to when we get this news that we're going to get Power Rangers 2017, and they're going to get Zack and Trini and all of them back together, and we're going to have this really cool high budget movie going on. I was ecstatic. And so the movie starts, it's doing its thing, it's going through the motions, and I'm liking it. I'm picking up what it's putting down. And then we finally get to the part where they become Power Rangers, and then all this stuff happens, and it's really great to see, and all this crazy weird stuff's happening. And then also we get to the Zords, and then we get to see a cameo from the original cast playing different characters. And it was just really great fight. And then I left the theater like, wow. Like, I had the thought at that moment, I didn't need to see the actual Power Rangers because the movie had made me care about them without the powers. Like, what makes them a Power Ranger? What brings them to the group? Because in the original show, it's kind of like you could just pick up a Morpher and go, it's Morphin time, and then change into that character. But in the 2017 movie, they had to have a connection to the group, and you had to unlock the Morpher with your truth. And so, like, that's a clever thing, because not anyone can just pick up a Morpher and say Morphin time. I like the history that they were creating. I like the fact that Rita Repulsa was the former Green Ranger. I like that at the end they kicked her off into space and it looked like maybe she was going to go get her moon base. There was a lot to love about this movie. And then it underperformed. And then now it's 18, 19, 20, 5, 6 years later. And now they're talking about rebooting it again. And then they're also going to have another show on Netflix. And then not to mention the final season of the other one that's been going on since 1993. You've had a season of Power Rangers from 1993 until now. To put that into perspective, I was like 11 when it came out. I am 41 now. That's how long it's been going. So when I learned that it was possible that Lionsgate was going to make another Power Rangers sequel, I'm like, well, how are they going to do that? It's been 6 years. But then I remember these actors are already adults, so they're not going to change too much from what they are. It's not going to be like It, where the kids were a certain age and then 3 years later, all of a sudden they're 3 or 4 years older and they're taller and everything else. Adults don't necessarily change that much. So because they were all basically adults, it's just a matter of getting to match close enough to where you were 5 years ago. I mean, I personally look pretty much the same that I do in 2015 that I do right now, because I'm an adult, not a child. So I think that's what I think that's one thing going for this. I'm pretty sure all the cast members were adults, at least 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, something like that, where 5 years isn't going to drastically change them. So they could make it to where they do their hair a different way and makeup. You know, they could make it look like they're, you know, it doesn't have to be high school. They could be in college, you know. It doesn't really matter, that part of it. And they could have in-between adventures that you could have it be licensed and do a comic book series about their adventures. So you kind of expand upon the mythology and then you use those comic book adventures as canon to your movies, and you expand upon them while people have to read the comics, and kind of bridges it together. That's the way they could do it if they wanted to. But I would be excited to see what they were going to do with this next movie. It'd be interesting to bring in Lord Zedd. Like, she's been planning and then just not working out, and then all of a sudden Lord Zedd pops up on her doorstep and she's like, Rita, I can do all these things. And then they team up together and try to destroy the Rangers, and then maybe they are successful, and then we get to see a transition to a different power. It doesn't necessarily have to be one of the ones that are canon to the TV show. They could create one for this continuity that might be able to draw from certain ones and make it work. Because every single Power Ranger is like, oh, this is the only power. And oh, there's this power. And there's that power. And then there's this power. And there's that power. And that's when it kind of takes you out of it. It's like watching an Avengers movie. Like Thor is doing his thing. Hulk's doing his thing. Black Widow's doing his thing. Tony Stark's doing one thing. But then there's solo movies, there's nobody else there, you don't call anyone for this massive event, it kind of just takes you out of the movie. So the fact that there are so many different powers that the Power Rangers get every single season, it kind of just takes away from the overall, like, risk. There is no risk. They lose their power, they just get a new one. You want to be able to go, if we lose this power, we don't get another one. So they lose this power Zordon has, they have to go get a new power that's more powerful than that. And it also changes their costumes just a little bit. Just a smidge. Nothing crazy. Maybe just bring them more in line with the more traditional outfit and not look so alienistic. Like, I'd be cool with it being similar to what the 1995 Power Rangers body suit looked like. The mask and helmet probably could be thinned a little bit. And maybe even have it to be where the voice, it has a voice changer in it. They turn it off to talk regular, but it has like they talk regular, but everyone else hearing them. Just have one scene where they're talking and then it's in like a robotic like a Scream movie voice changer thing, but then any other time we hear their actual voices. It's not till it goes to somebody else that's not a Power Ranger or a part of their group that they can't recognize the voice. But I really want to see what they're going to do with that possible movie, because I think that'd be really cool to bring that group back together, because the movie itself was fine. I could watch the movie again and again and again. There's only a couple things in the movie that I wish they would probably have maybe switched around a little bit or kind of truncated and kind of went a different way just a little bit. But on the overall, 90% of the movie is like, wow, pretty impressive, and it's really underrated. Like, I would watch the 1995 Power Rangers, and I would watch the 2017 Power Rangers, and I'd be able to find commonalities between them. Like one of the things that I think was a mistake was when you're not morphed, you shouldn't have any advanced powers. Because otherwise, what's the point of morphine if you're going to be that way? It should be like, you're regular, and then you need to have the power boost. You morph, and then that energizes you. So the scene with Jason in his bathroom, or wherever he was, and breaking the thing, acting like he's Spider-Man, that was kind of like, hey, and the girl breaking the handle off, like, the refrigerator, I think it was just a little much. Like, they shouldn't become superheroes unless they are morphed. Like, I understand that, you know, they gotta fight putties and whatever else, But you can do that without being super powered, because then how do you turn that off? How do you, what if, like, a couple of them, like, do things like sports. How do you turn it off to not do that? So I think it should be one of those things like the mask. You don't have any of those special abilities until you put the mask on. Once you put the mask on, then you can do all these kind of weird things that Jim Carrey did in The Mask, which is a really good movie, by the way. So, to sum this up pretty quickly, love Power Rangers. I grew up on it. I watched it every single afternoon when I got home from school and I wanted to see the Power Rangers lose their Zords. They did it a couple of times, but I was there for it. I have the first 6 seasons on DVD, and I think it's on Netflix also. So I was watching it there, catching up with what it was. And yes, it's hella dated, but it's not the production thing that you're looking at. You're watching the character interaction with each other. All the characters don't feel like it's a Disney show. It doesn't look like Fred Savage walking up behind to his daughter in the show, boyfriend, and pulling him away on the chair and him like waving at the girlfriend. I'm like, why is that a thing? No one does that. The kid would just get up and not have that happen. So the show, while being dated and really old and not really looking all high-techy, the people all genuinely feel real and fleshed out, and they work together as a team. And how they start, where they start at, where they're unsure of themselves and they're not sure what's going on, and their role in what is happening translates into the 2017 movie, where they kind of do the same exact thing. And then they're brought back together, and then they do form the Power Rangers, and then they have to, like, for instance, Billy, he had to sacrifice himself before he could really actually morph. Before that, he was having trouble. And I want to emphasize, the Zords were awesome. Like, I was like, this is what I wanted to see back in 1995. I understand budget constraints. I understand all that stuff. And CGI wasn't where it needed to be. But that's what I wanted to see in 1995. I wanted to see that awesomeness. The fact that they had to learn how to do the Zords and figure out how to do it was an upgrade from the TV show, when they just knew it instinctively, because obviously you can't spend a whole lot of time figuring things out on the show, because you have footage that you're taking from another show in Japan and putting it into yours, and you only have X amount of minutes. So let's say the show is 22 minutes. You probably have 14, 15, 12 minutes, somewhere in there, of actual story that you're making and connecting these things together. So it's a little bit more complicated than making your own script with all fresh, brand new things and everything you're in control of. You got to connect A to B to C to D. Otherwise, by the time you get to Z, it's not making any sense. But to wrap this up, can't wait. I'm hopeful. I'm going to be watching it, and I might be adding to this this particular one as time goes on. So look at the minutes of the podcast. If it goes up, that means I added to it, and it'll be added and there's a separate segment going forward. But right now, I know nothing. All this is just speculation and rumor. I think I watched it the other day when I was watching one of my YouTubers who talks about movies. He's amped up about Power Rangers 2. So basically, watch the space and let's see what happens. Thanks for listening.